This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. A lot has happened in the last 2 years to make Bloomington Normal friendlier to people with autism. In that time, the group Autism McLean has worked with the JCs and Mark First to develop an inclusive playground at Harmony Park and created new spaces for people on the spectrum to gather. They've also worked to educate community groups and businesses about how workers who have autism can be good employees and have worked with libraries to expand programming for people on the spectrum. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Marty Murphy and Chuck Hartzell about other efforts.
Another initiative that we've just recently started is one called Sensory Bags, which are bags that businesses can have that will provide different items for an individual with autism to help them relax within that environment or to have a better experience there so that they're not anxious over loud noises or things of that nature.
So what goes into those bags?
We have headphones. We have the
Dark glasses.
Dark glasses. We have fidget toys. We have teething things that they can chew on to help relax them. You have signage in there for getting them to calm down or to explain things to them if they're nonverbal.
Have the efforts of the group resulted in more employment for people with autism?
It's opening up more opportunities. I don't honestly know if there's been an upswing in employment for those individuals, but businesses are much more willing to look at accommodations and modifications, and we've talked with a couple of different businesses about some alternative activities that they can do, and at least two or three more individuals have been employed, but whether it's due to that or just they have the opportunity, I couldn't tell you.
What is your two-year plan looking forward? What do you want to do?
One, we want to continue to raise awareness within the community. Two, we want to make sure that individuals with autism can feel more relaxed in going into businesses and things of that nature. We're looking again to network with other organizations in the area that are providing services to help them better respond to individuals with autism and continue to approach businesses in regard to employment opportunities.
For people out there who may not really have been aware of people on the spectrum before, what are some of the things that you're teaching businesses and teaching staff so that people know that it may be a non-standard neuro response?
Focusing on the abilities that they might bring to a position and or to a company, which is an opportunity for them to be in attendance, follow routine. When given directions, they will carry those out to the letter. So that we're accentuating the positive aspects of what can happen. The issues that they might run into are interpersonal relations within a business, how to respond to a coworker, limiting the conversation, being able to talk about other things than just what they as an individual want to talk about. And so more of the social skill development in regard to what it takes to interact within a business setting, what to do when you're done with a task and where to go to find what I do next if they need that kind of support and guidance. At the university levels and the community college levels, we're working on how individuals can better accommodate themselves within those environments. If they need assistance somewhere, they know how to ask for that assistance. When they're out with friends, how do I interact with them? What kinds of things are necessary for me to have a relationship with someone that's positive?
Some people on the spectrum have difficulty in larger groups of people.
Oh, yeah.
They prefer small groups or even one-on-one encounters or
just
a group
just
of three. Yeah. And the energy required to interact in a social, in a larger group is huge, and they need a lot of decompression time afterwards. How does the social cafe operate within that sort of consideration, those needs?
At the Autism Cafe, you can actually go to another table. There's two women there at least. There usually is the guy that runs the library as well. So there's at least two, if not three or more typical people that are there. So if you need to decompress during a conversation, and I had an incident at the Autism Cafe, and I just, you know, picked up my keys and left and went home. I wasn't even going to try. I returned, and then they had me sit over to the side to explain what the problem was, which I did. And other people will have...
So there is space.
They're not up in your face telling you, you know, you've got to move, or you've got to do this, or you've got to do that. And camp is the same way.
Chuck Hartzell and Marty Murphy of Autism McLean, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Autism McLean will hold a celebration tomorrow morning at 10:30 at Uptown Circle in Normal, recognizing different people and businesses in the community who have demonstrated an autism-friendly and welcoming atmosphere. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.